Amy Lord was murdered in late July, but not before her assailant forced her to make withdrawals from five ATM machines. Jennifer Martell stabbed to death, allegedly by her live-in boyfriend, Jared Remy, while neighbors tried unsuccessfully to rescue her. These vicious crimes highlight the vulnerability each of us, but especially women in Massachusetts, live with every day. Attacks can come at any time, even from those closest to us. So it is high time for everyone, except convicted felons and the mentally unstable in Massachusetts, to have the absolute right to purchase and possess a spray can of mace. Currently, local police must approve a request to carry mace for self-protection. No application, no background check, no fingerprints, no fee should be required. If Amy Lord, Jennifer Martell, or Jennifer Martell's neighbors had access to mace, maybe, just maybe, either or both of them would be alive today. Politicians talk about a war on women, and that rhetoric has helped some to be elected or reelected. But the real war on women is taking place every day on the streets of America, and everyone, man or woman, should be allowed to defend themselves without the intrusion of government at any level. This is Dan Ray, asking simple questions every weeknight from 8 to midnight on Nightside, right here on WBZ News Radio, 1030.